I heard a clip-clop of hooves at 4 a.m. this morning, crept into our living room and caught him in my chair, sipping from a mug. "Why are you up so early?" he asked. "Working." "Me too." "Shh," he said, raising a finger to his lips. "Don't wake the children." He had a white beard, a nose like a cherry, and a belly that shook like a bowl full of jelly, to coin a phrase. "Mr. Claus," I said shyly, "do you remember?" He squinted. "Marshall Fields, Zorro cape, runny nose?" I nodded. "You've done okay," he said. "A few years there I was worried, but now your wife is too good for you and you've got great kids. You know them? Remember who you're talking to. So, how many languages do you speak?" "All of them, including Klingon." "How many cups of cocoa do you drink?" He patted his stomach and made a face. "The same. And these days, chipotle pepper, almond dust, some of the stuff they put in cocoa." "Why do you do it?" I asked. He puffed on a candy cane he had where his pipe used to be. "I guess so every child will know they're so special in love that a total stranger knows it," he said. "They don't have to pass a test. They don't have to win a contest. They get a gift for just the way they make us feel when we look down at them when they're sleeping, or even squalling." "Can I sit in your lap?" I asked. "Why not, for old time's sake? What do you want?" "The Bears in the Super Bowl," I said. "A Cubs-White Sox World Series. Give me something I can work with." "Okay," I said. "Give every child in the world a chance. No matter where they're born or who they are, give them a chance." His red face softened and he put out his hand. "Why don't we work on that together?" He got to his feet and hefted a huge sack. "I've taken care of Elise and Lena," he said. "Now, Donder and Blitzen and I have to get over to Annie and Vita, Hannah, Jack and Francis, Eden and Danielle, Evelyn, Tessa, Ashley, Robbie, Jade, Dowett, Dylan, Samir, and all the other hard-working stars. Sure are a lot of Ashleys these days." "Will I see you again?" I asked. "Who knows? We work the same shift, but that's why it's good to hold on to this time," he said. "That's why it's good to hold on to each other. And oh, thanks for the cocoa. Thanks for not making it a mocha latte." By the time I crept into their bedrooms to kiss our daughters, I could see the shadow of his sleigh crossing the moon.
Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Katie Melua, this is NPR News.